other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, one in four Americans thought that the sun orbited the Earth in a new national survey, National Science Foundation, and a federal judge has confused the Declaration of Independence with the Constitution in court ruling. She said, our Constitution declares that all men are created equal, she wrote. You know, the judge may have gotten a word wrong, but for me, and reading a lot of high-level federal rulings from even over 100 years ago, the Declaration of Independence is as important as the Constitution. It is the founding document and really is the proto-Constitution and is the spirit of the law to interpret the federal law. That is the Constitution, the big federal law, written in all caps, not all this made-up bureaucracy. The federal judge confused it Thursday night in a court ruling which overturned Virginia's ban on same-sex marriages. Here's the issue. The ancient covenant of marriage is between a man and a woman. Civil unions and stuff, I mean, people, whatever, you can do whatever you want. I'm a libertarian. It is an attack on the family. It is an attack, from the way they're launching it, on the institution of marriage and family law and how it's all set up. And that's screwed up as well. You don't need to. It's just out of control, folks. I mean, marriage, all over the world, every culture, they don't know why. They don't know how the culture's touched. They go back thousands of years, every culture. The woman wears white. The male tends to dress up all fancy. And the father of the woman brings her up. I mean, it's tribal, folks. This is as ancient as anything humans do. Keep your hands off of it, okay? I mean, it's that simple. It's an attack on an ancient ritual. It's our ritual. You can go have yours. Makes me really get a headache. But she did interpret it wrongly to try to say that they can have the same-sex marriages. Let's go ahead and take a phone call before I have a coughing fit. Terry in Canada, you're on the air. Come on down, Terry. All right, Terry's punched out. Let's talk to Dave in Colorado. Dave, you're the last caller we have time for. Sorry, the others. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I'm
Mr. Red. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just wanted to quickly respond to an earlier caller request for, you know, where should he start if he wanted to start researching the kinds of things that you've been talking about. And if you don't mind, I just wanted to say that real quickly, I'm a former professor of anthropology at the University of Maryland. I used to show Terrorstorm to my students.
Oh, wow.
And also show David Ray Griffin his University of Wisconsin speech.
That's excellent. You had a lot of courage. You get in trouble for that?
Oh, yeah. Certainly. I used to have bands from Homeland Security escort me to and from my job site. And,
wow. Talk about harassment.
One day, I got out of my car in the parking lot at the school, and there was a little, it looked like a model plane hovering over my head.
About 5 years ago at a demonstration in D.C., they said they saw fake dragonflies over them, and they went, oh, you're crazy. 3 years later, they declassified. They were real drone dragonflies with video cameras and microphones spying on people. So, yeah, and look what you went through to tell the truth. I wish I had more time to talk to you. Closing comments.
Okay. Here are a couple of things I'd like to recommend to get started. Political Policing by Martha Huggins. Hereditary State by Jay Cutchery. The Guatemalan Military Project of...
Hey, why don't you write an article for us, even in a nom de plume, Professor? Send it to us. We'll publish it. I'm out of time. Back Sunday, 4 to 6.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
That's right, we are waging war on corruption. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're live, my friends, broadcasting worldwide. Then we return Sundays, and I'll be hosting this Sunday. It was David Knight last Sunday. Did a great job. I'll be hosting 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the Sunday transmission. I want to wish all of you a great Valentine's Day today. They're going to break the chains. You can't stop them. Balls to the walls, folks. You know what that means? It means in an airplane, in the old days, like in a B-17, when they ram the throttle all the way forward, all the way to the wall. But this particular song is about knocking down the Berlin Wall. Take the balls to the walls. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, it is Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. I was not here yesterday. You know, I thought because I went out and shot a bunch of guns up close and might have breathed in some of the gunpowder. That's why I had a sore throat. Turns out I had a fever the last few days and finally decided to check it and did have about 101. and so I didn't come into work yesterday. In the old days, I would come in with a fever, but I just did not want to sound like a toad on air. But I'm here today. My fever broke last night, and I did a little bit of light exercise this morning. And so I am here today trying not to have a giant coughing fit because I feel like I have fire ants in my lungs right now. But I am here. I'm very thankful that you have tuned in for this Friday, Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2014. Goodness gracious, saints alive, it is hard to keep saying 2014. Even though we're already halfway in, it's a short month, 28 days, February, we are already halfway in, ladies and gentlemen, to the second month of 2014. Absolutely incredible. We do have the lead singer of Korn, who's got some, Jonathan Davies, who is a critic of the New World Order, the One World Government, and our Lord and Savior, as Jamie Foxx calls him, Barack Obama. So he's going to commit massive heresy and sacrilege, speaking out against the dear leader. That doesn't mean he didn't support the Republicans. It just means he doesn't support Obama. It's kind of like you go to a used car dealership and they have two cars for sale and you decide you don't want either one. We're going to be talking about that with him for about 30 minutes at the start of the third hour. And then Mark Moreno will be joining us to talk about the record cold and the record and northern and southern ice caps and what's happening with the sun and the fact that CBS News and others are saying all of this is happening, all of this is unfolding. All of this is going on because of global warming. If you just pay Al Gore and Obama and literally the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and George Soros money to the Chicago and New York and London climate exchanges, everything would be okay. And here's the Hill newspaper right now. Headline, Obama to pitch $1 million climate change resilience fund in California. The fund would be needed to be approved by Congress and intended to help communities deal with negative weather. That's the result of climate change. They're going to pay people when you have normal, you know, weather fluctuations, drought, floods, you name it. The only thing that's normal is that you do have fluctuations. The only thing normal is climate change. Well, they'll pay you to sign on and agree to it like an indulgence or I guess like faith-based initiatives. President Obama will pitch the new billion-dollar climate resilience fund during a visit Friday to California. Obama is touting the fund during a trip to California, which has been devastated by drought that is threatening the Central Valley's agricultural production. Why'd you shut down all the northern lake locks, claiming it's for some sucker fish that's not even indigenous? 5 years ago, they shut the water off in Klamath and other areas and a bunch of other lakes. They're just brimming with water right now. Don't worry. The feds are here to save you. All collectivist systems work so well. That's just some of the news on that front. But again, it's record cold. Just look at drudgereport.com. FAA grounds flower delivery drone, keeping us safe from that. Just a gimmick drone that flies a few thousand yards. Mid-Atlantic storm, ninth biggest ever recorded. Snow in 49 states. Great Lakes ice breakers exhausted. Thousands without power. Residents cook food in fireplaces. We're going to ban those under 1021. 100-car pileups on PA Turnpike. Philly snowfall shatters 130-year-old record. Pregnant woman killed by snowplow in Brooklyn. Body found covered in snow in D.C. street. Yeah, a bunch of deaths. Blizzard to lash eastern New England Saturday. And then he got Obama slush fund. But don't worry, nightmare flights canceled nationwide in different states from coast to coast. And the TSA, you know, doctors and nurses will walk 6-7 miles to get to their patients. But the TSA, they won't even take a taxi. No, they're just going to stay home. They are just going to stay home. And a major magazine is asking, is the snapping turtle, the National Journal asks, is the snapping turtle too old to run? No, I don't think Hillary Clinton's too old to run. I think she's too evil to run, too openly corrupt to run. And I can't believe, Kurt Nimmo wrote an article last night for Infowars.com. Maybe you guys will print me that out of the archive. I was gone yesterday. There was a lot of big stories I saw, and which I almost ended up calling into the show. You print me everything in the archive, the news archive, you know, the top story archive, all the interesting stories. Thanks. So I want to go over some of those today. I just remember there's a bunch of them I want to get to. But no. She's too evil to be president. But I understand under the gimmick of a woman, you'd want a Sarah Palin. Or you'd want, you know, some 40, 50-year-old woman to run because, you know, the gimmick was that Obama was young and well-spoken and I guess some people said good-looking. I think he looks like a space alien, quite frankly. I don't think he's good-looking. And that didn't mean for a black guy, a white guy, anybody. I mean, Jakari Jackson's a good-looking guy, whether you call him black or white. You know, somebody around the office like Weldon Henson's a good-looking guy. It didn't matter if he's black or white. I mean, Hillary Clinton is ugly, period. Ugly inside, ugly outside. Look at the photo on Drudge. I mean, that's why I call her a snapping turtle, man. She looks like an old, mean, diseased, infested snapping turtle. And right next to her, Michelle Obama looks like a narcissistic crocodile slash vampire slash snapping turtle slash man. You know, if you want to start a conspiracy theory, you know, it's well reported that Obama, you know, is pitching and batting for, he's working for both teams, basically. And, you know, I'm not judging him, you know, there. My whole issue is that, you know, maybe the secret word is that Michelle Obama is really a man. Anybody, they're all going to pick that up in magazines. It's a joke. And if all the Democratic Party operations can't take a joke, good. That's the whole point. You have no power. You can do nothing to me. Attack me. I'm sure you'll take the bait. Because that's the only, I'm talking about your Lord and Savior, Hillary, saying she looks like an ugly snapping turtle. And you're the one saying come out of the closet about everything. So Hillary and Michelle Obama both have arranged marriages for basically kids that are used as beards for Obama and the Clintons and the rest of them. And I don't even mean a gay beard. You know, like somebody has a wife or a husband so, you know, they can go out in their profession and look manly or look feminine. I'm saying a beard for the fact that you use your kids politically like Obama has dogs as a beard. And I was not a fan of George W. Bush. Everybody knew this. But their dogs are not beards. They're kissing them. They're carrying them on and off the airplane. I know spoiled dogs when I see them. You look at Obama's dogs. No one even knows where they're at or what's going on. Remember the day after Clinton was out of office, his dog died mysteriously at like age 6? It's like, you know, get rid of the prop. They're totally fake. They're totally plastic is my point. And it's all a facade up there. I think it's discriminatory, though, in Homeland Security and in government that women who are heterosexual can't get jobs. I mean, I really think it's weird that the heads of Homeland Security and the heads of the Justice Department and, you know, the news anchors, everybody else. Why is it if you're not gay, you can't get a job, basically, in the modern power structure? I mean, I'm just laying the truths out here. They're so obsessed with it and want to push it out there. I'm sick of it. I'll just bring it all out. I mean, I personally have heard just about enough of all of it, and it makes me disgusting. It makes me absolutely want to throw up how fake these people. Nancy Pelosi's come out on Valentine's Day and said, why would anybody want to get married? Yeah, just have a couple kids, and we'll get that video for later. Have a couple kids, and then just give them over to the state. What a witch-like woman. Nancy, another snapping turtle Pelosi. She's courting the singles, demographics, this Valentine's Day. Yeah, pitching that it's not popular to have kids. Let me tell you something, women and men. Women don't want to have kids till they're 35. And they want to do one thing after that, and that's have kids. And then by the time they're 40 and haven't had kids, they go crazy and they got to have kids. So keep thinking you're on the winning team because you're running around never having kids. Women, you only get sexier after you've had kids. And you only get smarter. And I'm not trying to push people having kids. That's your decision. But why do we have all this anti-child stuff? It's because the globalists have plenty of third world populations they're ready to bring in to replace you. And that's what's really going on here. All right, that's enough from me. I am a little bit dingy, as they say. Just getting over my fever last night, but I am coming back strong. All the big news on the other side, huge Obamacare news, huge debt limit news, huge Obama dictator garbage news, and just stacks of NSA news, Second Amendment news. Oh, and by the way, the way, the government's now laid the groundwork publicly to take your 401k and IRA. Told you that was coming light years back.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
And loves freedom, but I love you. So I'm going to give everybody out there a big mwah from Alex Jones and the rest of the crew. Can we be my Valentine in liberty? And as sappy as that is, that's why I said it, because we need to just get stuff off our chest. I really do love our listeners, and I appreciate you every day putting up with me. That's what I say to folks when they come over with stars in their eyes, shaking my hand on the side of the street, these families and people. I just say, thanks for putting up with me. Wow, where to start? Where to begin? I mentioned this article, Government Lays Groundwork to Confiscate Your 401k and IRA. Quote, this is happening. That's in a Reuters article that's up on Infowars.com. Pretty big deal. Pretty big deal to have quotes like that right out of Reuters. And we've just got so much more. I've got to get to all this. But first off, I thought I'd just play you more ridiculous lies from Obama, the king of lies. Really, he makes Bill Clinton look truthful. You almost could call Obama the father of lies. We know he's only the son of lies. Think about Pelosi coming out and saying, I don't get married. Just like attacking everything. And I was I was in the coffee room during the break getting some coffee. And Biden was on C-SPAN. He was saying, look, it doesn't matter our education scores are dropping. Our children question the status quo. And we're going to bring down the old system to build the new. And everybody in the audience of Democrats knew what he was talking about. He says, you've got to bring down the old system to build a new one. I mean, a literal Cloward and Piven quote. That's why I told him, hey, we got a DVR on there. Back that up. Record C-SPAN. It's the C-SPAN TV. There's a couple of them in there. But I want that clip. Super creepy. Like, that's newsworthy, by the way. If you take the clip about, you know, our test scores, people want to criticize those. Well, at least our kids question the status quo, and people think the holy grail is you know, culture and what's been in the past. Well, I'm not saying we should not innovate, but this is innovation. This is going back to enslavement, and they know it. You know, oh, don't be married. Don't have kids. Live in a tiny apartment so you can pay us more tax money. Don't have a car. Don't have air conditioning if you live in Africa. Lower your expectations because we want everything for ourselves to politically control you. I mean, that's their stated goal, and they're selling it like it's sexy on a high ground, no matter how courageous they are to do this. I mean, I was in there for like 3 minutes during the break with my mouth hanging open, just looking at Biden. But I'm now digressing. Here's candidate Obama. This is an article up on Infowars.com right now. I will reverse biggest problem of executive abuse of power. He said no signing statements, 5 days to read the bills, no lobbyist. Executive power grab 5 times, Bush. I mean, it's amazing. Everything he said he'd do, he did the opposite. But people who are still Democrats are bought into it. It's like, he's their guy, so you're trying to put down their guy. Let's go to that clip of El Presidente.
You know, I taught constitutional law for 10 years. I take the Constitution very seriously. The biggest problems that we're facing right now have to do with George Bush trying to bring more and more power into the executive branch and not go through Congress at all. And that's what I intend to reverse when I'm president of the United States of America.
Well, there you go. Now, you know, who would you want to kill somebody with a knife if you had to hire somebody to do it? You'd hire a thoracic surgeon, maybe. And that's basically what they're doing with Obama. He's a constitutional lawyer, so he knows how to slit the throat of the carotid arteries and the jugulars better than anybody. And he does know exactly what he's doing. And now has put his whole agenda into hyper warp drive. Now, this is a short segment, but when we come back, I've got a long segment. I'm going to get into government lays groundwork, confiscate your 401k, read those quotes. Also, report government success in immigration court drops. Well, yeah, more than half of the illegals that go to immigration court are being let go. And then Obama does blanket amnesty of most people anyway. So it's all by executive power. That's in AP. And we're going to get more into the super winter storm they're calling global warming. Monopolizing the Internet. Comcast gobbles up Time Warner. We're also going to get into 44 die from swine flu in Egypt, a bunch on the NSA, and just a bunch of other really important news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It's just basic animal psychology. It's very effective on humans as well, where you ding a bell for a few weeks, a couple times a day before you feed dogs, and then you can start ringing the bell, and the dogs will begin to salivate without even the smell of meat. And that's what the system has basically done. And a good example of Pavlovian conditioning is having
the police come in and drills and teach the kids to put their hands up and to go get on the school buses if they're terrorists, or to have you go through the TSA and be groped and ask questions. You are Pavlovianly being conditioned to be integrated into a prison state, into a system of oppression. That's a Pavlovian example. The crew gave me my birthday, this coffee cup that is basically looks like a handgun going into a coffee cup. And I noticed this morning I got some coffee in it because it was one of the clean coffee cups. And every time I raised it to take a drink for the first time in my life, taking a drink of coffee was very unnerving, very unpleasing. That's because, A, I would never take a handgun unless I was going to pull the trigger, get my finger anywhere near the trigger. But I would take a coffee cup and put my hand around the handle, and the handle is a trigger. So very unnerving. In fact, physically makes me sick to drink this. And I'm glad you guys bought it for me because it's a nice gift and I like it as a way to illustrate Pavlovian conditioning. But I'm not claiming I'm some gun master or gun safety king. But growing up shooting so much since age 4, and shooting 410 shotguns since I was age 4, and then, you know, shooting high caliber rifles by the time I was 6, and being able to shoot bullseye at 300, 400 yards by the time I was about 9. In fact, I'm not as good a shot now as I was when I was like 9 years old. The senses are just so crisp and so on. And I loved shooting so much when I was younger. It was just so magic. I still like it, but nothing like when I was a kid. And I just have such gun safety and gun awareness, sight awareness of don't aim a gun in anybody's direction. Don't put your finger on the trigger until you're ready to pull the trigger. Certainly don't get a gun up in front of your face. And I took a photo of Mike Judge pointing his M4, but I stuck the cell phone out to get a shot like down the barrel and clicked it that way. And of course, the gun was, he just shot 30 rounds and it was empty and we checked it before we did it too. But the point was, even doing that, it was only for cinematic purposes. And I probably should have had a remote control on it or something just to be technical. Don't get in front of the barrel of a gun. But I'm telling you, it is bizarre to like put this gun up to my mouth. Probably name that the video on PrisonPlanet.tv. A gun to the mouth. And by the way, all this tyranny, people are deep down scared of what's going on. They have a feeling of unsettling concern. They know the system's corrupt. They know it's predatory. But that's subconscious. The subconscious mind is much more powerful. The conscious mind just knows that there is anxiety. The government says, yes, that anxiety is Al-Qaeda. Even though you have a better chance of dying from a deer jumping out in front of your car, being stung by a wasp or honeybee separately. Wasps kill more people every year than terrorism in the U.S. Honeybees kill more per capita. This is each group. Yellow jackets kill more people each year by themselves than terrorism. But our entire way of life is being changed by the political class completely transparently to dominate and control in the name of it. Total social conditioning. And now they admit Homeland Security is for the American people, and their new enemy is gun-owning, returning veterans, libertarians, conservatives, who they have the military openly training for war with. And that should be a huge wake-up call to everyone out there. When Bush was doing some light persecution of Democrats, banning free speech, putting in free speech zones of the RNC and things, I went and decried it. I went and almost got arrested. I had members of my crew arrested. They arrested some of my guys when I was in a separate area than them. And I knew we'd get arrested. I figured. So that's why I say, I basically got us arrested going down there. Rob New got arrested. I've been arrested before. Actually, I forgot I was arrested that time in New York. But I wasn't arrested as part of the RNC deal. That was days before. See, I forget. It all blurs together. I've been arrested quite a few times demonstrating. I was protesting media propaganda when I got arrested in New York. And Geraldo Rivera was doing an outdoor deal. And notice Ronald Rivera doesn't dislike me now. He says he admires me on and off air before when I've been on his show. He's been on this one all because I did go bullhorn him. All because I did go get arrested. You're like, wouldn't he hate me? He was flipping me off at the time. And a lot of people were saying they were going to kick his ass. It wasn't me saying that. So like any red-blooded guy, he said, oh, really? I'll climb out of this thing after the thing if you think you're going to do that. And I looked up Geraldo Rivera. He does have a history of being a scrapper in New York, arrested for that and other things as a political activist. But the whole point is that's the animating contest of liberty. That's what life is all about. And, I digressed off into Bush and how I protested him some and got arrested for violating free speech. And then Obama does it. And I have articles, mainstream articles, where Democrats go, hey, forget, you know, going after the IRS for targeting the Tea Party and pro-life and Christians. We want you to go after them more. Get rid of them. They should be illegal. Just like the governor of New York said, if you're a pro-lifer or a gun owner, get out of the state. Quote, you're not welcome here. You're not what New York is. We define. How is that liberal? Liberalism is about real tolerance. Liberalism is about live and let live. Liberalism is about giving you as much of your money and the right to live your life as you see fit. I'm for drug decriminalization. I'm for national sovereignty. I'm for low taxes. I'm for having a small government. I'm for having local control. I'm for having labeling on products so you know what you're eating. Is that liberal or conservative? No, that's liberal. But not in the liberal context of the modern liberal. These are nothing but moral high ground people in a confidence game that are corporate con artist technicians whose opposition is a bunch of corrupt blue blood country club idiot Republicans who are owned by the same special interests that are busy destroying our entire future and our civilization, all so they can be king of the hill. King of a pile of horse manure. I'd rather be a third of the way down the hill or at the bottom of the hill in a wondrous free market quasi-utopia of adventurism and trailblazing and celebrating femininity, celebrating masculinity, but celebrating all forms of art and culture, the entire spectrum of it. That's real liberalism, is celebrating humanity. Not saying it's all screwed up, the government has to tell it what to do, and then the government people are the worst of the worst of the worst, kleptocratic, narcissistic, power-tripping scum. I think Mark Moreno's on at 12:30, right? Yeah, so we'll open the phones up so I can go at the end of the hour, into the next hour. I've already thrown a lot of news items, but I want to get your take on all of it. We're going to do first-time callers again today. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I'm not trying to sound like Bill Clinton today. I've got a little bit of a lung infection, small one, I think down in the bronchia, right where the windpipe splits off, and you know how it is, it scratches and itches and you want to cough, but then that will distract the whole show. It's like a Lay's potato chip, once you eat one, you can't stop, so why start coughing? But I could do a really good Bill Clinton today with my voice this shot.
Listen, absolutely. Listen here, I have never lied to anybody in my life.
The reason I keep bringing Bill Clinton back up, regular listeners know we hardly ever talk about Bill Clinton. But I feel like I'm 22 years old again on talk radio, and Bill Clinton is in office, and I'm marveling at all the crimes and how he got away with them. And then like a demonic jack-in-the-box or a new moon that pops up every cycle, we're now faced with the fourth administration. No. The fifth administration. Because you had Hillary and Bill, the co-presidency one and two. Now you've had two presidencies of Obozo, almost two, you know, one and a half, so that's three and a half. And then when he leaves and they get Hillary in, that's five Clinton cycles. I mean, this is really becoming like some North Korean ascension ritual or something. And so I'm just seeing Hillary everywhere in the news. And then every time I see her, all the crimes pop up in my head. There's Kurt Nemo's article. Hillary Clinton's unethical, dishonest behavior should be fair game during presidential race. Republicans need to begin work now on taking her down, and here is a bounty of ammo for the job. Yeah, but as long as you step and fetch and go along with these crooks, they won't set you up when they get back in power with the IRS or their hit teams or whatever. I'm on their enemies list. I know that. It's come out in the news. But we're all on their enemies list. You don't get anywhere going along with these people. But the Republican leadership, again, are paid for by the very same special interests in many cases. And so they won't go after her. They will let them sit there and persecute anybody who is right of Stalin using their political paradigm. I mean, all I want is to not have you shut down all the power plants and shut down all the factories we've got left and totally gut the country so we can live under your hellish rule. I mean, you people really want misery and evil. You're a plague. I think I kind of think about the Democrats as like I think about, I don't know, maybe glaucoma or something. It's not even a hatred. It's like a disease you're scared of and went out of your life. That family that has glaucoma, you know, basically gone pretty much blind from it. And that's what it's like. They're spiritually blind. They're like a disease. It's just like, you know, oh, Katie bar the door, may that day not come. And it's just like, it just keeps coming and coming and coming. I mean, I'm looking at a photo of Michelle Obama right now. She is so flamingly evil and hateful and demonic looking. I mean, she just looks like an evil vampire in a movie. And I've got to hear how beautiful she is every day and walk to the grocery store. She's in all the women's mags, and I'm just so sick of it. Now, you put snakes on her head, man, it's Medusa. And I don't just go off of how she looks. It's just like, that's what I'm telling you. It's like Gerald Celente says, politics is showbiz for ugly people. And that's what it is. It's these ugly, culturally ugly people, spiritually ugly people, politically ugly people, who I know are crooks who want to bankrupt the country, in their own words, to take over society, and I can't get them out of my life. You know, I can tune into what I want to tune into. Most of the time I can go watch movies I want to watch. I can read what I want to read, but I've got to cover politics, so I remain somewhat free. So I'm forced in this contest to know about these people. Unbelievable. All right, you know, I'm ranting and there's news to cover, and I apologize. I've been digressing here today. Let's just start where I said I would start. Government lays groundwork to confiscate your 401k and your IRA. This is happening, is the quote. That's from Max Slavo up on Infowars.com. He does a great job boiling down a Zero Hedge article out of a Reuters story. And it says, as noted by Zero Hedge, there's no longer turning exclusively to central bankers. Just let me print money as needed, because last year's bank bail-in forced the confiscation of funds from an average depositors of 40%, I should add, working as well in Cyprus as EU regulators and bankers have determined that they'll use a similar method to fund the future endeavors. And they go on, and I've been telling you this forever because they've done this in every other third world country. And the globalists, when they leaked the documents in 2002 and Joe Stiglitz went public, head economist of the World Bank, that there's a plan to do this to the Western world to then make us politically bankrupt and financially bankrupt for good. And now they're moving with the bank regulations, everything for that and the conditioning. And we as a society need to say no to them actually taking money out of your 401k or out of your IRA or out of your bank account. And as I always told you, to, quote, stabilize the system and keep it safe. And they take it, and then they take 20-30% up front. They go, but we stabilized it. And then they'll run the market back up. It'll go back up a little bit. And so now the precedent's set. Then over the next decade, this is how it's been done in every third world country, they take everything. And you're just happy to be getting something. And the reason I knew exactly what they would do is they've done this hundreds of times. Sometimes four, five, six times the last 100 years per third world country they control. So this will happen if we don't say no. That's what the armored vehicles, the machine guns, the helicopters, the data mining are. That if you try to get in the way of this, they're going to arrest you and say you're a terrorist. Well, I mean, come on, police and military, everybody. We all know who the real terrorists are. Okay? We know who openly says they want to bankrupt us to make us controlled by them. If you're in the system and you serve this, it's like helping the Soviets take over Poland or the Ukraine or the Czech Republic. I mean, you're really on the bad guy team. There's a lot of propaganda, you know, out there saying you're good guys. There's a lot of missions you do that are good missions. But it doesn't matter. You still are working for bad people. And look, I'm talking about everybody for the bureaucracy, you name it. When I pay the fake taxes to the IRS, knowing they're a mafia that could literally break my legs because I want to be able to choose my battles and keep getting the word out, I know I'm contributing to our destruction as well. I'm not judging you police that stand the corrupt system. Quite frankly, I hope good cops stay in and can put up with it so there can be some good people in there down the road. But, I mean, let's just all admit it. We're all contributing to our own destruction. Listen to this. This is out of Reuters. In a nutshell, Reuters reports the savings of the European Union's 500 million citizens could be used to fund long-term investments to boost the economy and help plug the gap left by banks since the financial crisis. See, the banks create it. They get your money. And it goes on. The solution is not just in Europe, but here, to mobilize more personal pension savings for long-term financing, the document said, from the EU, and the Federal Reserve concurs.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all the metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us. us, ladies and gentlemen. I was busy printing off this article, almost didn't make it in the chair in time before the bumper ended. Expert: Iran ships a dry run for later nuclear EMP attack to humiliate Obama. Again, I've been anti-Iran war, folks, but Iran, after all these peace overtures, is really trying to stir stuff up with videos showing Tel Aviv being attacked, U.S. aircraft carriers being attacked, their chairman, joint chiefs, saying that they have the power with sleeper teams to wreak havoc all over the West in non-conventional warfare, and says the U.S. doesn't know that. I mean, give me a break. The U.S., the people running this country, wrote the book on evil and double-twisted quadruple-crossing. That's why they put the mullahs in power in 79. Look it up. It's been partially declassified. Criminal elements of Western governments kicked the Shah out and put the mullahs in there. And I'm not saying they run them. I'm saying they're making deals with them. I guarantee you that they've got to now play the part of the devil. And it's very sophisticated what's going on. Or they think with the peace overtures that the West is weak and are pushing it with megalomania, really asking for it. And more, I think that might be it, actually. That might be it. Like Hitler, you know, he's already losing against the West, so he turns into Russia with Operation Barbarossa. I mean, Napoleon Bonaparte did the same thing. So maybe it is just the mania. Because, you know, I look at the globalists, they're losing on many fronts right now. They've been winning so long they were ahead of us, but we're gaining quickly. Free humanity is. And I look at how they act all crazy and full of arrogance. The Iranians just may be out of their minds. So if the Iranians continue to act like this, I'm going to wash my hands, because I've really tried to stop war over there. I've tried to stop the attack on Syria, and it's come out in the London Telegraph that Infowars.com is used by talking points by Assad. I'm not bragging, it's almost embarrassing, but the truth is the truth. We understand the politics to the level of that these governments are actually looking at what we say. I know the Iranians listen to me. They invite me on their state-run TV every day. I say no because I'm busy, and, you know, just quite frankly, I just can't handle it. And now, you know what? I want to go on Press TV. You want me to come on? I'll tell you what I think about this. Because I go and I look this stuff up, and this is not Israeli propaganda. I've seen Israeli propaganda when the last president of Iran would make statements like, you know, we need to wipe the Zionist regime off the political map, and they would translate it to, we need to blow Israel up. Didn't exactly say that. Trying to get war going. And it's not that I dislike Israel. I looked at the way the breaks are here, like in a pool game. This is not good for anybody. That's why our joint chiefs didn't want a war with Iran. It doesn't have good outcomes. Not for anybody. It just goes from bad to worse. And then I look at their supreme commander saying they got sleeper cells and America's dumb. And they can look, the globalists pray you release sleeper cells. They're going to be able to take over the entire system and get rid of all our liberties and concentrate the economy in their criminal hands if you people think America backed off because they're weak. And then you go start something, idiots. You're idiots. You're either playing a double game with the New World Order with this rhetoric, or you've gone megalomaniac. All I care about is the stability in the future. And rule of law. I want to have grandkids, you morons. And I tell you, Iran, since they got this peace deal, have been acting like absolute crazy people. Whatever. This is very upsetting, ladies and gentlemen. Very upsetting. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off. off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.